Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Infinity and beyond.
He's live. He's nationwide. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
All righty, welcome back in. Hour number 2 of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I see this guy at Madison Square Garden a ton these days. He's hanging out with John Starks, and he's enjoying a lot of New York Knicks victories as the Knickerbockers are up 3-2 in the NBA series second round up against the Indiana Pacers. Always rocking those fresh shades as well. We'll talk about them in just a bit. And that is a man whose shoes I actually once wore as a kid. Growing up on Long Island, going to Stephen Barry's with the Starburys. And that, of course, is Stephon Marbury joining us right now. Steph, appreciate it. How you been, my man?
I'm blessed, man. I can't complain. Enjoying the playoffs here in New York, hometown, homegrown. Beautiful time for basketball, being here to see the Knicks doing what they're doing, playing in the playoff, fighting to try to go into the Eastern Conference final to try to get back into the championship after so long. So it's a beautiful thing, and it's a beautiful time. The Rangers, like, wow, I went to the Ranger game. That was the best. Like, that was – hockey is – like, that's a whole nother story, but hockey is definitely by far the hardest sport ever to play. It's not even close.
What would Stephon Marbury look like if we ever got you on the ice?
Oh my God. I don't know. I just want to be able to like be on a, like the side and then slide in through the middle and then like, man, it's amazing. Cause it's like watching soccer on ice and basketball at the same time. And then the level of focus and commitment, like somebody hits you not to hit somebody with a stick. Like, and then I learned, don't hit the goalie. You hit the goalie, it's over with. Like, all of the different things, I'm like, yo, I love these rules. It's like gladiator style on ice with a puck. Like this, can you imagine swinging that thing? And like, that's crazy.
I would fall flat on my face. I'm a huge hockey fan. And in the NBA,
I'm loving it.
We don't see any fights in the NBA anymore. In hockey, you touch the goalie, all hell breaks loose.
It's over with. It's over. My friend, I brought him, Jacob.
Truba?
Look, let me tell you, I brought this kid to the – I brought them – he never been to a Ranger game, and he loved the Rangers, and I didn't know that he loved hockey. And he was explaining the game to me. I was like, oh, my God, I wanted somebody to teach me about the game. Because, you know, you watching the game and you don't really know what's going on. It's boring. But when you know what's going on and you into it and you learn the – like, it was easy to learn the rules. He was like, it's like basketball, once he said that. it automatically clicked. And then I started watching, and everybody jumped up at the same time. The congressman from, I mean, the government, Governor Christie, he was there, Dolan. It was incredible. It was great.
Well, let me get back to the hardwood. As Stephon Marbury is here with us. You got to describe your emotions. Like, we saw them last night, but when you see Jalen Brunson pop off for 44 points and win game five, take me through how you kind of process what you're seeing.
We're seeing magic. We're seeing positive energy in New York being manifested. Rick Brunson, he played for the Knicks. His son, he brought him here. He brought him and allowed him to go on the court, running on the court, shooting. He's heard those loud noises, those cheers when those big shots was made at the end of the game. So he's familiar with that feeling. He understands it. He was built for it. And for him to be this positive and this so, you know, so deeply humble, you can tell that it comes from his parents, you know, from being guided in a proper way and, you know, speaking and thinking and never making excuses or mistakes. I mean, I'm never making excuses about the mistakes that he's made, owning up to it in New York, knowing that. That's like, that's fortune, you know, and being able to see him do what he did in a pivotal game, it only shows that, you know, him being recognized as a superstar in his league, you know, he earned it. He earned his stripes doing it in a Mecca in Madison Square Garden. Game five, a pivotal game. This is to have two more shots. They only got one shot. You know, we would have been the ones going into their home court if we would lose this game last night and going into Indy. We already know it's gonna be hard to do that. As Pacers know, it's going to be hard to beat us in the Paces and then come into the Garden and beat us. Come on, stop it. Whatever's going on, everything got to freeze. If that happens, it's the game seven Indy. Everything got to freeze and everybody got to pay focus to that. I got to tell them, like, look, I got to stop. This is important. This is for the city. I got to go.
And my favorite part. My favorite part about this team is just the toughness. Like, I could watch this team play any day just because of how tough of a group they are with all these injuries, too.
Grit, grind, like Bert. I can't even say enough about him. That just shows the preparation that Tibbs, when you trust him, trust your coach. That's our leader. We got to trust his decisions, right? Like for so many years, they trusted Bill Belichick, right? There's a reason why they trust him. They trust him because he was the leader, and then he showed why consistently over and over. Why? This is what we're building. We're trying to get towards that. Tibbs is the guy, right? Tibbs has everyone prepped and prepared, focused with understanding. A guy, Burke, he sits on the bench. You think he don't want to play? It's the playoffs. Everybody want to play. This is the time to shine. This is where you get paid at. Finally, Burke, his number gets called. Like, that's him being prepped and ready, prepared. That's making sure that he's doing what he's supposed to do inside the weight room, inside the conditioning, to come out doing shooting drills, game speed. Like, that, I know that's happening because I know that's Tibbs. I was under his tutelage at one time when I was in Boston, so I got a chance to see how he operated. So being able to see this guy get on the basketball court and play the way how he played, with confidence, shooting the three-point shot from the corner, knocking it down, faking, ball faking, shooting pull-ups. Like, that's like you've been already on the court hooping. And people say, oh, why wasn't he playing? You can't question that. This is the moment we needed him. We needed him for that moment, game five, when everybody's hurt and people looking around. And here comes Burke. He says, I have a cape too.
And it drives me bonkers, Stephon Marbury. I'm glad what you said about Tom Thibodeau, because after game four, you have so many people, oh, his demanding coaching style has ruined this team and has forced all these injuries. And I'm watching it saying, he's exceeded all expectations. This guy has been so successful in New York, and it's wild to me how he doesn't get more national praise.
I mean, he's not going to get national praise until he wins. And that's why it's so much push down. That's why we got to keep pushing up. And we keep pushing up, but Now more and more of New York is starting to come together. See, it's easy to divide us, but now, because the coach is changing, he's bringing in that college feel, that Villa, that Nova Knicks. You know what I'm saying? You start doing the Nova Knicks now. Now you have a college feel. You have the chemistry with Dante, with Hart, and Jalen. Those guys have a chemistry that you just can't disconnect. There's no breaking that. Like, that formula is magical because they won at a level where you and I know college basketball is huge in America. That's a plateau, right? That's a plateau for some, and some become famous and live on from being college players, let alone extending towards being in greatness in the NBA. Right. So that's a part that those guys are well familiar with. And by them winning at that level, they already understand that they understand the fanfare that comes with that, the fanatics that come with that. You know, they felt that. And at college, it's even with more enthusiasm because it's of their peers. You got what I'm saying? Opposed to
sure.
NBA, it's older people, it's different generations. But in college, it's just that. It's the seniors and the freshmen. And that's impactful. You got to go to college to feel that and understand that. And a lot of guys, some guys that went to the NBA, they got to just understand adult life. You got what I'm saying? They didn't get a chance to grow. And some people need that. But these guys, they have that. And now with Leon and Wes, what they're putting together, they're putting together a nice nucleus. And you can see it inside of the garden. It has beautiful light watching this. I will follow this. I will pay money to be a season ticket holder to watch that type of basketball along with a mixture. Yes, Jalen will grow. He will learn more about getting up off the ball at certain situations. He's still young in his career, right? He's growing into his superstardom. Yes, Dante will play with more toughness. Last night, I feel like he played a better game last night than the game that he played where he had 35-something points. I feel like his energy was, it was through the roof.
Stephon Marbury here with us. Let me ask you about Dante DiVincenzo, because I loved what he said after the game, and he was getting into it with the Pacers, and he said, hey, that team, they're trying to be tough guys. Do you kind of see that when you watch Indiana? They're trying to be someone they're not?
It doesn't matter. They were on the road. They were losing. They beat us bad one night, and then we beat them in the daytime, and then we beat them bad at nighttime. And now they're frustrated. They're mad, and they feel what they feel. It's okay. It's chatter. It's basketball. Neither one of those guys want to get fined big money for fighting, and they don't want to get kicked out for no game. So it's just like barking. Like, you know, then you put the dog right next to the other dog and then you don't hear nothing. And then you put it back and then they start barking. That's basically what that is. It's cool. Let's talk basketball.
Well, how about how it's been with watching those games with John Starks? Because I love it. You guys have emotion just like your fans. You can't even get a handshake down correctly last night. You're bumping into each other, just going nuts how excited you guys are.
Okay, so for me, I'm laser sharp. I'm laser focused into the game. Every single play I'm watching. Me as a Knicks fan growing up here, before this court was, like I said, I got to keep saying it. This court is where I dreamed about playing. Like, along with every other kid who learns about Madison Square Garden. Once you learn about Madison Square Garden, you understand the beauty of it, the fortune in it, the positive energy that's in it, because everybody that goes inside of Madison Square Garden, they want to put on their absolute best. They don't want nothing else. They want to destroy Madison Square Garden. So you're getting that energy from all of the people that go to perform. So for me, seeing this, right, playing there, like I played high school, I lost 2 years in high school, then finally won my senior year, then played college against Iverson, a classic, then play there with the Knicks. I know the noise, I understand it. Like I watched it, Bernard King, Rory Sparrow, like all of the players, not just Pat, like Tucker, everybody. Like I was one of those kids watching Bernard King get busy, right? Black and white TVs. I was that kid. So being there watching it and watching a guard do what it is that they're doing up close person. And then I coached for 4 years. So, you know, my coaching experience gave me more insight and understanding about the game. So when I see that, I'm like, wow, he's doing this with no athleticism. Like, this is all skill-based. You know what I'm saying? This is all work, like on-the-ground work. If he added jumping and dunking and all of that to his game, it would be different, but God is fair, right? LeBron can't shoot free throws sometimes. He shoots air balls, but, you know, Brunson is doing the same things that LeBron did, and he's only 6 foot. He's 6'8", 280. It's, you know, you see the difference? Like, it's just different type of willpower.
Well, as a guard. Last thing I want to ask you before we talk about the shades, obviously, with Camelo, make sure you check it out, CHAMELO.com. Do you think this is it for Minnesota? They were up 2-0. Now they're down 3-2 in the series. They're going up against Joker and Murray. How do you kind of think this series will play on out with Denver being up 3-2?
Well, I'll tell you like this. You're playing against the champs. And when you're playing against the champs, you can't play good games. You have to play great games. Right, you winning by 25, 30 points against the champs, that doesn't faze them. They know what they did wrong, right? If they lose by that much, they know what they did wrong, right? When they win, they know what you did wrong. And now, right now, you got to basically knock them out. So when you play against the Joker, a guy who's won MVP 3 years in a row, the most skilled big man to ever touch a basketball, the Joker, I said it. Whenever you play against a player like that, and then you have the supporting cast, you have to make sure when you play against them, you make no mistakes. And a mistake can be getting too high, right? And now, when you lose on your court, and then you got to go back to their court when you beat them on their court, you got to try to reduplicate that. But the thing is, they made the adjustment on your court. So it's going to be a different series. It's going to be different. So we got to wait and see.
All righty, Stephon Marbury, before we let you run, I love the shades. You've been rocking them all throughout the postseason. I've been seeing you courtside celebrating the Knicks. The floor is yours. Tell me about them.
Well, Camelo is a new state-of-the-art glasses. It's the next wave of the future. These glasses, when you turn them on and off, they could go from light to dark. You can see my eyes.
Yeah.
Right? And then now you can't. And then you can have audio. You can have Bluetooth. You can have, you know, the music playing from your phone. So you don't have to use AirPods anymore. Right? If you got to talk on the phone, you can talk right on the phone with your sunglasses. So if you're at the beach chilling out, you don't got to go pick your phone up and put it on your phone. You can keep your phone in your bag. It don't get hot anymore. And then burn. And then, you know, you got to put your phone down and your phone is getting hot. That's done. That's over with. Them days is over with. All you're doing is talking to Siri. And then eventually it advanced where they have the technology with the inside of the glasses. But this is the first part of doing something that is revolutionary, is different. And it's something that would, you know, people would gravitate towards. We have all different kinds. We have some kinds where, you know, you can touch the glasses and they have different colors. It's for girls. It's not just for men. So you can touch you can touch and tap, and it'll go from pink to orange to blue. Yeah. So, you know, people can go and check it out on Camelo.com. CHA.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
M-E-L-O, Camelo.com.
Once again, that's www.chamelo.com. He's Stephon Marbury. Stephon, this is great. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.